Welcome to Ready, Set, Real Estate, where we will help empower and educate you on many different aspects of real estate, finance, and investing. Each week, we will expand your knowledge and uncover hidden truths. We will break down real-world scenarios and study actual how-to strategies. Anyone can buy real estate, but together, we'll ensure you make smart real estate investment decisions. Now, here's your host, award-winning author, international speaker, and real estate educator, Lisa Gillette.
Happy, happy Wednesday, you fantastic people, wherever you are on this still phenomenal planet. I know there's a lot happening out there. Just remember, it's not happening to you. How are you responding? That's what I was learning. I was sharing with my friend Leslie, and I said, as I'm dealing with the highs and the lows and the hiccups and turbulence in escrow, and I have learned this year, more so than all the years that I've been doing this, I have finally learned to control my emotions. My response have now been a lot more diplomatic is the word I'm going to use, a lot more diplomatic. And she says to me, that is growth. That is growth. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. All right. Say hi, say hello, drop a comment down below in the chat box. I'm using my Thrive to 25 background, especially we are officially on countdown. This, listen, 2023 is a wrap. This is why we are going to be discussing how, you know, so not how to, but yeah, let me put up here what we are discussing. We are in fourth quarter 2023. I can't believe it, because I've been sharing with you all about writing down your goals. We said that from the start of the year, write down your goals. And here we are, countdown. So you'll see me and hear me say this throughout the year, Thrive to 25. It's not just about surviving and getting through, but really just building up that mentality and that mindset to do more than just survive, right? This is about just thriving for you, your family, your community. This is why I enjoy what I do. It's very personal. My professional business and choices is very personal, because it is, it can change my life. It can change my family's life. And it can change my community, thereby changing and impacting the world. That's just my personal thing. That's not, you know, it doesn't have to be your thing, but this is a Lisa thing, a super agent thing. So this is me. And so since we had been talking about throughout the year about writing down your real estate goals for 2023, and for some of you, I know that's gotten a challenge. Listen, same here on the home front. It is, our pay cycles got longer. Some of you know I've been talking about this, and this is the real and the raw uncut version of real estate, not that HGTV stuff, not that, you know, scripted and we're going to cut and paste deals and negotiations where it all looks perfect and it all goes through. It's funny, I was watching a show last night and I was able to see where it was scripted and where people were plugged into the show to make it look like, you know, a real estate negotiation was happening and you know, to make the amounts look inflated. And I saw right through it. I saw right through it. Yeah. So no, this is real life. And rising interest rates have definitely caused our pay cycles to go from, you know, 10-day closings, 21, 30-day, to now these 90-day, 120-day, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. So those of you who've been considering jumping into real estate, get a good mentor, coach, trainer. You're part of a team. I think teams are going to be that much more important as we move forward in this next, just this new generation of real estate. I think I'm just going to call it that, because there's so many changes that if you've been tuning in and staying on top of what's been happening, real estate is going to be done very differently in the United States for the next coming year. So much so that the next wave of real estate professionals won't even have a concept to how things were being done prior to 2023, more specifically, prior to, let's see, that verdict came down in November this month, and this class action has been happening for the last 4 years, where we're 20, from 2019, 4 years. So yeah, things have changed. It's very different. So stay tuned, make sure you're taking notes, you're having this discussion with your circle and your loved ones and letting them know what's up. Okay, with that being said, today's topic, we're on episode 231. I had to do a retraction on what episode number I was because I was like, oh yeah, but 50 more episodes to go before I hit 300. Almost. When I looked at the numbers, I had, you know, it was numbered incorrectly, but now I fixed it. Like I'm going to fix my curl. All right, 231, who is buying in this market? Because some of you have called and asked. Some of you have been making these statements, whether online, offline, and saying, who in the heck would consider buying in this market? Rates are 8%. It's all relative, people, and we're going to discuss this. It's all relative. It really is, because recall a couple years ago, as I was sharing on the last episode, I spoke with a veteran agent, and he said FHA loans were at like 12% once upon a time. FHA insured loans, 12%. So you're talking about 8%. It's only because we just came out of this last, the previous administration had interest rates at an all-time low. Again, my opinion here, and that's no surprise because this, we had a real estate person in office. And I mean, it just made sense for him to create such a favorable environment to his convenience. Maybe, meh, eh. You be the judge of that if you care to throw those stones. But here we are, and so now we've got some of the real estate organizations that are pleading and campaigning and pushing for the Federal Reserve not to raise interest rates because it will force us into a recession where I feel like we're there already. Like I feel we're there. This is, again, because we went from pandemic boom to this amazing rates to now it's like putting the brakes on everything. Right, it's gotten, there's some turbulence here, but we're weathering it out, and that's the good news. This is what I've said: if you do this long game, long term, this is what you want to do, stick with it. And I think whether it's real estate or anything you do in your life, stick with it. Some of you know I'm in law school, I stick with it. I can't believe I'm in my third year already, and I'm almost there, and I'm in countdown now. I've clocked in my hours that I needed to. Now I've got to do my writing assignments and prepare for midterms and final. And before you know it, it'll be done. It'll be all over. Okay. And that's what I want to discuss today. Just give you some tips. So I am going to share, before I jump into that, I do want to do a disclaimer that the information provided on the show should not be considered legal or tax advice. Please seek advice from those reputable licensed professionals regarding your unique situation. Got it? Good. Before I jump into that, make sure you press 1, let me know you're here. Press 2, lets me know you shared it. Hit that down below. And shout out to those of you who are tuning in on any of our social media platforms. We're a Facebook Watch channel, we're a radio podcast, YouTube. I definitely plug this into our Nextdoor app, our local community, because that's where I work, I play, I live. And it's always great to connect with our neighbors, my neighbors personally. And this gives them an opportunity to just kind of hear and get their questions answered live when I'm on here. So that's why we do it. Shout out to Leslie Allen, broker in the building. She's like, I'm here. I'm so glad. That's how it works. See that? See how that is? So again, Nextdoor app. Listen, if you're not connected, if you got the opportunity, get in Nextdoor, get the app, download the app. And if you're not on any other social media platform, You've heard it from me. Nextdoor app is a social media platform, especially when you look at, you know, the emojis, the comments, the share, the post. I mean, it you know, if it walks like a duck, sounds like a duck, it's a duck. It's quacking. And so Nextdoor is a social media app. And I think for some of you, maybe a better space in place because it is your backyard, right? Your front yard and your backyard, right? Someone's dropping in a question here. GD426 says, I have a question about HELOC loan for construction. The rate was 7%. The payment was just as much as my mortgage. Do you think it's a good time to remodel? I love that question. And we're going to pin it and I'll come back to it because questions are great. We can all learn from it. And that's a great segue into today's topic. So let's do this. We'll be right back after this sponsor break. And I do have classroom style presentation. So stay tuned. Make sure you press 1, lets me know you're here. 2, lets me know you shared it. You can share the link, copy and paste it, text, email someone. Let them know that we're going to have a conversation of who's buying in today's market and how in the heck are they doing that with these high interest rates? Good gosh. All right, y'all, we'll be right back after the sponsor break, okay? Stay tuned, hold that thought.
Do you have properties that need to be maintained? For professional services that guarantee your property will stay safe and secure, Omnis Property is the team you want by your side. As a company, we pride ourselves on our best-in-class professionals, equipped with the latest technology for all your end-to-end property preservation needs. That means that from start to finish, our expert team can handle everything from accurate assessments to preservation projects of all sizes. Save money and time by working with leading experts that understand your needs and are committed to premier service. Get started today by contacting us for your project estimate. Visit www.omnispreservation.com or call 310-957-9132.
Okay. And we're back. Shout out to Omnis Property Solutions. Very helpful as this time, you know, if you've got properties that need to be cleaned out, you've got tenant relocations you've got to do, and it gets ugly sometimes. Sometimes it's great to have a resource and a team available so that you can have someone come in and do some of those work for those FHA lender required repairs. If you're doing VA loans and you come across in your transaction that something needs to get done in order for that financing to qualify, right, to meet those HUD guidelines, then definitely expand your resource and your connection so that you have a team to do that. I know Omnis has made us look like a rock star. Check out their Instagram page of their before and after transformations. I have always been impressed with before and after, and that I think is the greater you know, feedback or testimony of the work people produce is you know, see it before and then after. Okay. So I know GD426 had a question about rates or best time to model. And I'll answer it as best as I can within the scope of my ability. Part of disclaimers is so that you consult your lender, right? Your lender, your loan team, your brokers, your agents regarding your specific situations. Because again, there are some things in there that I may not know, right? So what's the numbers? What's the terms? How much do you owe? How long is your loan? All those things matter when we're talking about, right? So good time to remodel. How much remodeling are we talking about? So I'm just kind of giving just a hint, right? I'm dropping you just a hint here how I'm going to lead into that question. But let's talk about here, right? So who is buying in this current market? You'd be surprised. Fortunately, I've got clients. You've got clients. My lenders have clients. My broker associates and colleagues and folks are out there. You have clients. Guess what? Real estate has not stopped. It's not fallen off the face of the planet. In fact, when it's good, it's good. And when it's bad, it's bad. But guess what? It just means the pendulum swings in favor of one side over the other or more favorable for the other. And that's what we're going to just talk about in general here, right? So do know that there are hypermarkets, there are submarkets. And so when we talk about some areas have slowed down because some properties are still getting multiple offers. Some properties may be strategically priced right to force, you know, the multiple offer or bidding situation. So it's not uncommon to hear right now still that we are getting multiple offers on property, because if you're in California, as am I, right? I'm licensed here, a broker owner of the Venue Estates boutique firm here. And even though if you're not in California and you're in some of the other areas, you may have asked this question before about when is a good time to buy? Is a good time to sell? Should we reduce the price? It all depends, right? So it all depends on what's going on in your market. Which reminds me, someone put in a text to me about, you know, price reductions and not having any activity. Again, we talked about it in the past, days on market. You should pay attention to the average days on market in your area, because you could prematurely reduce the price when effectively, if you look on average, you may have to be on the market in terms of market exposure for 60 days. I know for one of our properties, it became 90. We went from 60 to 90, and that's a normal thing, right? There's a new normals. Put that in a comment below. New normal, please. Hashtag new normal. Oh, this is a new normal, people. You're still holding on, right? You're still holding on to pandemic boom and how things were. No, we're past that. Be prepared to do some price reductions. Be prepared to give some seller credits. Be prepared to make some adjustments. There is a new normal. Okay. All right. With that being said, let's talk about where the money is coming from. Where is the money coming from? Interestingly enough, people have saved for this time. I have been mind blown to see how many people are sitting on six-figure bank accounts because they have been saving for this time. Putting 20% down, 10% down, even 5% down on $800,000 properties, $900,000 properties. My folks are out here. They've got the savings. So they've used personal savings. They've used stocks. I've been talking about this conversation offline with a colleague and friend of mine about stocks and something about Google and you know, cashing in on their stocks, right? So people have done well with their investment accounts during the pandemic. They've done well. So they're up. Their cash flow positive returns are showing up in those investments, and they're using that. They're using that. Some people are still tapping into 403B and 401k accounts. You do get that if you're a first timer. There's the tax code that says you can draw on that money, right? Your retirement funds, penalty free, if you are going to do it for one or two reasons. One, I'm not sure about the guidelines on the second reason, which would be hardship, financial hardship. You can draw on the money. Not sure if it's penalty free still, but home ownership. You're purchasing your first primary residence that you are going to occupy in. Penalty free, drawing on that. And then this last one that I want to talk about, because I'm seeing it more and more as we deal more with trust and probates of the generation before us that is passing on. They're passing away. And guess what? They're leaving quite an inheritance. I'm having the opportunity, I work alongside active attorneys that work in the field of probates and trusts and litigation. And I'm getting my feet wet, if you will, and I'm working on the accounting, and I'm seeing checks being distributed from inheritance of $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. That's a life-changing amount for some people. Would you agree? Press one if you agree that, you know, $10,000, $20,000 it'll change some things for you. Yeah, me. Sure. Yes. Even though for us, right, as in this business, we're used to the large payment sums, but it's still for us life-changing. It is, because we've got to adjust our lifestyle to be able to make that work. But let's think about this. I want to hone in here on inheritance. That's a real thing. People are passing away, collecting life insurance. They're passing and the beneficiaries, the inheritors, the successors are receiving their inheritance. They may receive it in a lump sum, or they may receive it in distributions. That's how they're using this. I asked my husband that question too, and I ask you, what would you do with $50,000? If you receive $50,000, what would you do? Will you buy property, pay off some debt, buy a car, go on a vacation, stack, save? What would you do? This is why I'm going to put this back up here on real estate goals for 2023. When we hit 2024, I'll change the date, but we're still in Q4, fourth quarter, right? What are those goals? You're watching a real estate show here. What would you do? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely be life-changing. Thank you. GD426 says one. Yes. $50,000, $20,000, that's life-changing. I'm here for it. How, in addition to the savings, stocks, and inheritance, down payment assistance, still a real thing. Buyers are actively using nonprofit grants, lender assistant programs, or assisted programs. We closed a deal with one of the banks, and they had their their closing costs assistance. Buyer qualified for 3% down, and they covered the closing costs. So check with your lender. Are you working with a lender that either partners with some of these nonprofit organizations to provide closing cost assistance, down payment assistance? Do they have their own? And good news for those of you in California, that California Association of Realtors Housing Affordability Fund has more money, has some funds. So that's great. So if you're available to qualify for that, and it's for underserved communities, there is money available for down payment assistance. I'm circling back to GD426. It says purchase a second home. Oh, the days of purchasing a second home. Remember when things were high? I mean, 06, 07, people, like, that was such a normal. But we learn from this, right? So if you purchase a second home, being strategic about this, right? Being strategic about what that means. Being able to leverage savings and finances, inheritance. Absolutely. And make it make sense, right? If it's a second home for you to rent, occupy part of the year sometimes, right? How does that pay for itself? How do you make your money work for you? Not you working for money. It's the other way. You know, money wants to go and get friends. Tell it to go and get friends. Come back and bring friends. Use the power of the vibration and the universal laws of magnetism. We've got to switch our mindset about how we think of things. This is why I've been careful about what's been happening with the market. And I'm like, yeah, longer pay cycles, but guess what? I'm still running a business. I'm still in business. We still have clients. All this means is just be creative and create an opportunity, right? Just be creative, create an opportunity. All right, moving on. So financing, and my disclaimer is I'm not a lender, but do speak to reputable lenders and mortgage brokers about qualifying. So here's what we're seeing. And so if you're hosting open house and you're an active producer, you're hosting open house and, you know, buyers are walking in and they're saying, yeah, but rates are, oh my gosh, you've got to partner with your lenders. you've gotten, this is one of the, I think this is like the first thing anyone should tell you when you jump into real estate as a professional and as a buyer, is you have to learn how to finance a deal more than one way. You need to learn how to finance a deal more than one way. If you don't know how to sell that property, you're going to have a hard time getting paid from it. You don't know where the money is. You don't know how to get the money. You'll have a hard time paying for it. So this is what we see happening right now. The financing right now is showing up by way of mortgage buy down programs. I have up here, speak with a qualified and experienced lender regarding current loan products available. Let me also share this with you, because I got a phone call yesterday and I've got to follow up with it. I got a phone call for a referral for a buyer. The buyer's got the down payment. She's got the money saved up. She's got a 780 FICO score, but I'm told the agent, right? I don't know who the agent is. I don't know who the people are, is recommending that this person needs to get a co-signer. Let's talk about this a little bit. Because oftentimes you all get confused and feel like, well, if I've got $50,000, I got $100,000, I got $100,000, why do I need a co-signer? Let's talk about why you may need a co-signer. You may not have the income to support the mortgage. Unless you're going to pay cash $50,000 for a property, which I've got a vacant lot. I've got two for sale. One just went into escrow. I've got a vacant lot. And then you can do an all-in-one. So unless you're going to buy vacant lot, $50,000 cash, then we don't even have to have the financing conversation. And then let me take this a step back. Okay, let me take this a step all the way back, because we're in escrow with a buyer that said something. And let me sip on here. And if you haven't gotten your Ready, Set, Real Estate cup, you're missing out here. Check this out. Look at that. Look at that. Can you believe? And I do believe it, because we hear credit all the time. Credit score, credit, loan, credit, credit score, credit. And no one actually, rarely people are thinking, well, I'm going to save enough money to buy a house cash. Unless you're not native to this country and you know that outside of the United States, it's typically done that way. People buy cash. They have very short-term loans. The bank will give you a 3-year, 5-year loan, not the 30-year mortgage. That's a United States thing, and maybe some other countries like Australia, UK, right, that have some of the British influence or the American influence in terms of financing and capitalism. But some of these other countries, no. You're buying cash, right? And if you need money, the bank will give you a 3-year loan with some crazy high interest rate, which is what people, the new normal. So check this out. Buyer in our current escrow says to me, she said, you know, a couple years ago, I had $270,000 saved and properties were being sold for this area. Now she's buying this house for double and now needs to get a loan. She said, I went and got a loan for a car, and I co-signed for someone because I was told I needed to show credit. She said, had I known then that I didn't need credit and I could have bought my house cash, I would have did that years ago, decades ago. But because she was right, this is a programming, right? This is great conditioning and marketing, right? To go get credit, get your credit score up. And people are like, oh, okay, I got to go get a car loan. I got to go co-sign for someone and do this. And she said she'd ruined her credit in the process. And she said, never again will I co-sign for someone. And that's why you don't co-sign for people, right? Is because that you run the risk of messing up your credit. And so in this context of financing, right now, as we're looking at high interest rates, this is what we're seeing is we're in a more favorable environment where sellers are willing because they know rates are high, and that means your mortgage will be effectively high. They are participating in the buyer's mortgage buy-down program. What this means is, and I want you to talk with a qualified lender, a mortgage rep. If I have one online who's tuning in, you're more than welcome to drop your contact so people can reach out directly. Listen, talk with a qualified lender. Again, because with these particular products, you've got to be strategic. 3-2-1, meaning if we're at an 8% interest rate, the interest rate for year one will be 3% less. So 8 minus 3, year one, 5%. Year two, 8 minus 2, 6%. Year two. Year three, 8 minus 1%, 7%. And then you have par interest rate for the remainder of the loan. That's how that works. Strategy, effectively, strategy. You got to be effective. The reason why I'm saying strategy and being effective is because this is similar, right? I don't want to, because these are still fixed rate products. They just, it allows you to ease into a higher interest mortgage over the life of the loan, but you've got to work with your lender. Why? Because it may behoove you when rates go down to refinance into a lower interest rate product for the remainder of the loan. This gets your foot in the door. This gets the foot in the door. I don't want to give it a bad rep or bad name to making it equivalent or sound like an adjustable rate mortgage, because it's not that. But remember back in 06 when things were wild, those ARMs helped people get their foot in the door. There was clearly abuse of that product that happened, right? Everyone was involved. I'm not going to point fingers to one side. You were there. You watched The Big Short. And if you've been reading along with me called Home Wreckers, reading the book called Home Wreckers, then we're now seeing the full scope of the story, right? What had happened was. So we're here now. So that's what's happening. Down payment, that's where the money's coming from. Financing, the remainder of the purchase price is coming through these products. Or people are just choosing to buy down the rate. Right when the pandemic was happening, things started to inch up. We saw that. I had clients that closed on their homes. They absolutely love. They're happy. They're good with it. But guess what? They've got a great team. They've got a great team of advisors. That's what we've been talking about over the past 5 years. Get with your team. Who's your top five, right? Get with your top five. So I got a feedback and comment from one of our real estate advisors, Kyle DeBlanc, shout out, with Devenio Estates. He says, finding a home, I asked him, I said, well, talk to me about what it's like as in this market in terms of finding a home, because people are like, oh, you know, do I go new construction? Do I, resale property? Do I wait? Right? This is a question, do I wait? So he adds, although the market has slowed down in some areas because of rising interest rates, it has created a more favorable environment, right? You've been hearing me say this. He says it's created a more favorable environment for buyers to find, negotiate, get their offers accepted. Get your offer accepted. That's what we're talking about here. Get your foot in the door. Get the asset, right? Get the asset / collateral so that you can leverage what's to come. Because guess what? What I've seen is people have been able to pay off debt, student loans, right? That's their strategy. They buy enough, they buy low enough or strategically enough. Over time passes. I remember one of my first earlier deals in this business. My client bought their first home. It was, you know, we were racing a clock against a foreclosure. Not their dream home, but it got them in the door, right? It got their foot in the door. They sold that home within 2 years and were up $50,000. Paid off, I think it was $11,000 in student loan. Used the rest to put a down payment towards the house, the area they want to be in, the community they want to raise children in. They love their area. They love the home. And so much so, she keeps convincing me, Lisa, you need to move over here. You need to come move on this side of town. Yes. Lisa's working on living bi-coastally. Okay, listen. This is, you know, y'all got your plan. I've got mine. Got mine, right? Okay, so let's get back to this. In terms of questions, I'm bringing you back up here. So about HELOC loans for a construction rate was 7%. Payment was just as much as my mortgage. Do you think it's a good time to remodel? So the question I have is cost, right? So that's a cost analysis question, meaning here's a couple things when we talk about what's happening in this current environment is with the HELOC, we do know that if you don't use it, the bank, right, or who's offering it to you, may decide to take it away. In fact, how many of you have noticed that your credit availability was reduced without notice, right? Credit availability reduced without notice. Same goes with the HELOCs. So what you might have available today, you may not have available tomorrow. That's the first aspect of it. Second aspect is when we're talking about remodeling, when we're talking about the cost, right? So what's the game plan in terms of paying it back? Find your break-even point, right? Paying it back, when will you be able to pay it back? And how much is it costing you, right? So it's equivalent to the mortgage. You've got that write-off. And then the HELOC, there are specific rules now in terms of the tax deductibility of HELOC. Not as favorable as it used to be. So it's not something that you can depend on as if it were in your mortgage. And then now we're talking about remodel, right? So remodel investment property, remodel primary residence, right? So how much of this remodel will add to the value? Right. So is it going to add to the value on your primary residence? That's personal. So that's long game. That's your home. That's for comfortability. Or are we adding an ADU? Will you be able to pay back that HELOC with rents from the ADU? So strategy here. So I'm going to, you know, I'm posing questions back to you for you to kind of think of how to think about it. It's not just is it a good time, right? Is it a good time? Because again, we are noticing. So I think the key thing in this discussion and conversation is to realize that that HELOC money may not be available when you feel like, okay, I won't do it now, but let me do it later. Because I've seen some of my colleagues as well who are investors and real estate professionals have taken that 7%. Yeah, I think one of my colleagues locked in hers. I think she said it was 6.5. So she was almost there. So 7%, it's close enough. But she did it. She said, Lisa, I'm going to go ahead and do it. And she's got her plan. She's like, I'm going to go ahead and do it because I know it may not be available. And that's just the name of the game, right? Even if you have got a good relationship and taking the HELOC, you're paying it off and you're drawing on it and you're paying it off. Because guess what? That investor, that bank, right, is looking to protect their shareholders. They can't give you money to, you know, what's the saying? Give you money so you can, pay Peter to pay Paul, right? Take from Peter to pay Paul. Because as they start to see those credit card balances go up, the liabilities are starting to increase. Inflation is kind of, you know, got people on edge a little bit and we're not making more money. Yeah, they're going to put a squeeze, right? That credit freeze is not too far. Not too far if we do something in terms of getting a handle nationwide on interest rates. They've got to protect themselves. Why expose themselves to, you know, the amount they made available on the HELOC with taking the risk that you may default on that, right? Some things to think about, all right? Great questions. All right, so I'm going to wrap this up. You guys have been so awesome. Listen, if you are celebrating this week, enjoy that holiday. Friends, families, be well, be safe. Have a productive rest of your week. We'll see you next week on another information-packed episode on Ready, Set, Real Estate. Take care, guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Ready, Set, Real Estate podcast with Lisa Gillette, the LA Super Agent. Please like, subscribe, and share LA Super Agent.